Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IMEN, Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, Cole, C-O-L-E. Dalton Cole is a 43-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 12-21-21, period. At that time, he was working in the warehouse and picking up a box of liquid, period. As a result, he injured his right shoulder but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on two occasions, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Cole was seen at Concentra on 12-27-21. Period. He stated he was lifting boxes up to put on a pallet and noted a sound and felt a sharp pain in the right shoulder. Period. This had happened several days earlier on 12-21-21. Period. He was examined and underwent shoulder x-rays that were within normal limits. Period. He was diagnosed with a right shoulder strain and initiated on medication and therapy. Period. He followed up over the next several weeks. Period. New paragraph. Right shoulder MRI was done on 1-18-22 and found rotator cuff tendonitis, comma, bursitis, comma, mild degenerative changes, comma, partial tear dash supraspinatus tendons. Period. On 4-1-22, Dr. Lipschultz performed arthroscopic labral repair, comma, subacromial decompression, comma, resection of distal clavicle, and debridement of cuff. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were right shoulder labral tear with impingement and degenerative changes of the acromioclavicular clavicular joint. Period. He had additional physical therapy. Period. He was followed and was sent for a right shoulder MRI arthrogram on 9-8-22 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Lipschultz post-operatively to scratch that. He followed up with Dr. Lipschultz on 8-15-22, having had surgery on 4-1-22. Period. He continued to be seen and underwent the aforementioned MRI studies. Period. Follow up with Dr. Lipschultz continued through 3-23-23. But at that time, he has full forward flexion and abduction, as well as rotation. Pretty has excellent deltoid and rotator cuff strength. Pretty was back to work regular duty and overall was doing well. Period. He did not have any further diagnostic testing or treatment. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Cole indeed participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 3-10-22. Period. He was deemed capable of working in the sedentary physical demand level. Period. He did demonstrate consistency of effort. Period. New paragraph. Physical exam. And we'll start with upper extremities. Inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the right shoulder. but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, there was a rough texture to his hands. Period, right shoulder motion was full in all independent spheres, without crepitus, but flexion elicited tenderness. Period, combined active extension with internal rotation was mildly reduced to L2. Period, motion of the left shoulder, as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. The rest of that section is normal. Shoulders normal, cervical. He was tender at the right trapezius muscles in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Comma, the bilateral paravertebral muscles, comma, or in the midline. Period, the rest of that is normal, and then thoracic is normal. Impressions. On 12-21-21, Dalton Cole was lifting a heavy box at work and injured his right shoulder. Period. He presented to Concentra on 12-27-21. Period, x-rays were negative, and he was diagnosed with a strain. Period, conservative therapeutic measures were initiated. Period, he remained symptomatic and underwent a shoulder MRI on 1-18-22. Period, new paragraph, he also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz. Period, after failing conservative treatment, surgery was done on 4-1-22 to be inserted here. Period, he followed up post-operatively along with physical therapy. Period, he had an FCE on 3-31-22, as noted above. Period. Make that on 3-10-22, as noted above. Ongoing care was rendered through 3-23-23, when Dr. Lipschultz noted his clinical exam was very good, and he was already working full duty. Period. New paragraph. The current examination of Mr. Cole was also very good. Period, he had full range of motion of the right shoulder without crepitus. Period, he had excellent strength, and provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, there was a rough texture to his hands, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period, new paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. And that is the end.